Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous. Geishin himself by my side, back once again. Yeah. Yeah. Oh damn! I turned it off. Whoops. All right. Well, yeah, man. What's going on, dude? Episode 107 today.
What up? What up? What up, folks?
What's going on, bro? Cheers,
man. Good shit, man. How goes it? How's life? How's this week? Week 3.
Everything's good. We're going through the whole, this whole panty. And this is the only corona we're getting, baby. Yeah, let's cheers again to that.
I'm so sorry. We stayed fairly healthy, thank God. And now appears that it's over.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. I hear Cali. Was it Cali or Texas? I don't know. What's going on now?
I thought it was everywhere. Actually, I'm going to open this now. Oh, okay. Just to get a little.
Get a little hot. I'm sorry.
We're going to get a little whiff of that air.
Yeah.
We'll manage, though. But, I thought it was everywhere. I thought, people have pretty much said, fuck it. The roads are deep. There's a lot of people on the roads. That's kind of blowing me like shit.
True.
Whole lot of people on the road, Joe. Took me longer to get here today than it normally does.
I went through some traffic today trying to get my hair done. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my stylist, Toya Lovin' Locks.
The go-to for your hairs.
Yep, all your hair needs. So this is a new hairstyle for me today. Mm-hmm. I ain't really seen this one before, but good looking for that.
Oh, no doubt.
But
you saw those.
Yeah. When I first saw it, I thought Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson? What?
Yeah, I just thought the sticking up hair. But it makes me look like I got a haircut almost. I don't know. It's kind of cool. But anyway, I've grown on it, and you know, shout out to my style.
Really, this is new. I feel like I might have seen this before.
Well, no. Usually it's not in the front of my head. It's usually like on the back.
Ah,
like the
crown, true shit. But, true shit.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
Ah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
That I got more stuff that I can do.
I miss long hair when I see those things. You know, at times.
True.
I always miss long hair, yo, because you know, long hair is awesome, or it was awesome. Now it's just stubbles.
Stubbles,
patches, and skin.
True that.
But it's okay. It's lovely. I don't mind going bald. It's kind of something you look forward to when all the adults around you are going bald.
I mean, yeah. I mean, not alone. What should I say? I mean, I don't know. I'm holding on to mine as long as I can. I can't really.
Yeah. See, you've held yours a lot. Like, I think, how old was I? I was like, what? I think I was like 27 or something when I had cut all my hair off like shit. And it was like, you know, at that age, you cut your hair, it's unlikely that it's going to come back the same way. But
he ended his, he had cornrows.
I had the longest flowing hair.
It died. His cornrows died along with his his cornrows.
They died.
I like cornrows though. I miss cornrows.
Why did I cut my hair? I cut my hair when Benita got pregnant. That's what happened. I cut my hair when Benita got pregnant. Something about a stupid ass promise I made.
Care to share what kind of promise that was?
I promised Benita that if under the conditions of Benita, you know, downgrading to someone such as myself. It's conditions I had to, you know, I had to grow up. I had to accomplish a few things. I had to move out of my parents' house. I did that. I had to take my job seriously. It's the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
She made you do all these things?
All these things, yo. I had to cut my hair.
That's messed up, Benita. You ain't have to do all that.
And then you know what the worst part of it was, man? I had to agree to get married. What a fucking idiot, right?
Oh, marriage just doesn't seem so bad.
I'm kidding. I'm happily married. But those were sort of the conditions of our relationship. I had to grow up in some sense.
Yeah, speaking of growing up, man, I'm trying to do that my damn self, man.
Growing up is
painful. I mean, more of, I'm starting to care more about how I make the people around me feel.
Oh, you're turning into a gentleman.
Nah, I mean, it's just like, you know, as you get older, or you know this. See, you get more offended as you hear jokes like that. And I feel bad for doing that shit, but it's like, I'm just trying to point out that I'm about to be there with you. I'm there with you now.
You know, I think that's a misconception. You know, I don't think people should be offended by, like, old jokes like that. For I take it as, not so much compliments, but I take it as flattery. It's like, well, yeah.
Wisdom.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why people get offended by getting older. Getting older is fun, in a sort of sense.
I don't know. I think the last thing we could do is rent a car, so.
Yeah. And that just,
ever since then, I just, you know, it's been shitty.
It's been pretty downhill, right? It's like 21, 25. 30 is big, but after 30, it's like, well, shit. That fucking sucks.
I don't know, but I'm just trying to work on my attitude, man. Like, I don't even be having like, I mean, I really feel like I'm a fucking angel. You know what I'm saying? I hate to cuss saying this, but I really feel like
angel?
I really feel like I'm an angel, young, and I just be, you know, it's like when I get upset, and granted, there are times when I get upset when I probably shouldn't be getting upset, but it's like,
man.
I've been pushed. You know, I've been pushed. I don't get upset off of nothing. I'm really trying to be the, you know, the sunshine in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. True shit.
When all the windows are closed. Easy. We'll show you. I don't know what's rhymes with that, but you know what I'm trying to say. You know, I'm trying to brighten up the day. But
Easy will show you the flow of the roll.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Hey. Get that shit out up there. But
I think I'm cool now.
Nah, yeah, I'm just trying, you know, work on the attitude, man. I don't know. I feel like most people got this issue. I feel like it's an American thing to be obnoxious and fucking, like, witty. Like, always have a comeback and never, like, hey, man, why are you acting like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was trying to say earlier. Like, you don't have no guidance no more. You don't have nobody pulling you to the side like, hey, are you okay? Are you like, you know how you sounding right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I need that a little bit more nowadays because I'm just like, well, the people around me make me feel like I'm harsh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, not you.
Really?
Not you. I mean, there's a select certain people, but I would say that those select certain people piss me off a lot. So, you know, you gotta watch yourself. But it's the way I convey myself when I am upset with people. It's just like, I gotta be a little better. Like, I gotta be a lot better. I gotta be more calm. Accepting that I'm not very understandable. You know what I'm saying? But people be having their own shit. Like, people don't be approachable and shit themselves. And I don't know. All I'm trying to say is, we gotta work together, man. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like, I wanna say that. I'm trying to say I'm an angel. I'm a fucking angel. Like, if I'm pissed off, if I'm mad, you did it. You did it. It's your fault. Like, I'm telling you, I am blessed from the gods, and Lord has.
Well, when you get mad, is it always at like people or is it at like appliances? Like, cause I got mad at my irons before people. I left here.
And see, I don't get mad at items. Items don't just. Nothing, no souls in these motherfuckers. So.
There's a soul, and it's like, I'm gonna break it and find a fucking soul for breaking.
I guess one thing that I picked up, I don't know if it's toxic, but it's like, you don't want nobody to wrong you or mess up, you know, mess up your plans, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to make sure they understand not to do it again, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand mistakes happen and shit goes haywire, but it's just like, not when it's about me, you know what I'm
saying? So your guard is up a lot.
My guard is always up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not a bad thing, man. Like, you know, a great man once said to me that being miserable and treating other people like shit is every human's God-given right. Point blank.
Yeah. It's just like, you don't want to run into a person where, like, matter of fact, I'm just... Hopefully think he'll accept me telling this story. But Gary, well, one of my friends ran into a crackhead or some shit.
Recently?
Yeah, and they like jumped on his car or some shit. And it's like, most instincts are to whoop that person's ass. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like, it's going to turn to anger. It's not like, hey, what's wrong, guy? You okay? You want us to talk about it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he jumped on his car.
So I don't know. I don't know the whole story. I just know... It was a crazy story. He treated it like it was a regular day in his side of the town. I was just like, what the fuck?
It sounds awful. Like, a lot like that story he told us last time when we was all out here about the guy that just randomly would show up on the roof or some shit.
It might have been the same guy. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what he got going on up in his head.
Might have been, but what did he do?
I can't remember. I felt like he dealt with the situation, but it was just, I was so taken aback. Like, he was just like, yeah, you know, it's just crackhead. It was just, he'll dissipate and he'll come back tomorrow. Like, I don't know. He treated it like that, and I was just all fucking
just another day in the office.
Surprised and just, it was hilarious to me.
Jumped on his car. Yeah, that might be grounds for. You know better than that, dude. You know,
right, I mean, you can get shot. Happen. You can get shot. Like, people have this. People are, I would say those type of people are fearful. Because, you know, I always vow that guns are for bitches. So, you know, if you got your gun, just have it in your mind that you're also a bitch. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people I love and care for got them, but.
I mean, I think a gun could be useful.
The thing is, it's like...
Well, it doesn't make you a man.
We're sorry souls, you know what I'm saying? We're in this world where one person started shooting, so everybody was like, all right, I ain't getting shot.
Well, I get shot.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it. Bullets hurt.
Yeah, they do.
And people die, and you gotta keep paying bills, and you're not there. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn,
yep. That's how it is. That's they don't stop. They don't stop when you're dead, right?
Bills?
Yeah.
Bills get worse when you die. They
just send it to somebody else. Well,
you get the biggest bill of your life.
Well, Kent,
you can't.
Are even, you ready?
you can't even die for free, for real, yeah.
This is fucking crazy. It's cold. Hey, wait, you got bills to pay. Hey, wait, stop that nigga.
You dead.
What's the pool called in the DC comics?
The what? The pool.
The pool of green stuff to make you stay
alive. Lazarus? The Lazarus?
Yeah, get that Lazarus pet out here, goddamn. You got work to do.
You owe me $8,000. You got bills to
pay. Uncle Sam ain't got shit.
That motherfucking coffin ain't free.
Right. Uncle Sam got bills. So, ma'am.
Uncle Sam got the biggest bill, but he also got the biggest paycheck. Mm. So, fuck Sam, yo. Mm-hmm. And fuck COVID. Ah, COVID. COVID is lifted, so we can have parties again.
Oh yeah, party coming up. I have a party I'm trying to do in like a week from now, and I have not got it together. But I think it's for the best, because I was trying to throw like a grand party, but let me just go ahead and chill out. You know what I'm saying? Throw something small. We just getting back.
You could throw something small, and it'll probably turn big.
Of course it is. That's what I'm going with. It's like, if I keep planning, it's going to turn into something too big, and I'm going to be overwhelmed. Because I got a lot going on right now, too. That's another reason why I'm trying to calm down my attitude. Because it's like, I'm an unbelievably organized person. If people don't know this or don't believe this. And it's just like, when things are out of order, which life is, I had a good ride with keeping shit under wraps and in order and organized. But, you know, now it's just like, and I ain't got kids, so. And I commend all parents. Parents, you're always the shit every day, you know what I'm saying? Cause I realize it more and more now. Now that, like, because I've been taking care of these dogs and these chickens and shit by myself and shit, and it's just like, it was rough. Cutting the grass, cut the grass today. I mean, I do this stuff, but I don't have to do it all the time, but it's just, fuck. Oh, yeah. It's like I didn't have time to play Madden today. It's my off day today. I ain't get no fucking Madden in, man.
I had a week.
I
like
did
that.
Get my Loki in though.
Ah, you got your Loki.
I got my Loki in, my nigga. That little I feel that. Like,
at the end of the episode, I was like, oh, come on.
That shit moved quick, didn't you think?
Hell yeah.
I feel like that was like episode 5.
Oh yeah, it moved quick in the sense that they seem to be covering a lot. And they seem to be building up to something like stupid crazy right now, like shit.
Oh yeah, it's crazy, like, man. Like Secret Wars.
I don't want to spoil anything, but Joe, that reveal of.
Yeah, I gotta start. I gotta really do a podcast so I can talk about it. Matter of fact,
because you have no idea
what
that was.
We're gonna have a Loki podcast. I don't know if it's gonna be one or some.
We should have a Loki podcast,
or
like
Marvel
shit.
Podcast, because we were supposed to do the damn WandaVision. We're supposed to do fucking Cap.
WandaVision.
Because you know, we're missing out on that shit. Because I literally scoped the planet for all people talking about this shit. And I be listening to everybody's views, even though it's the same shit.
You know, Dane and them talk about it on theirs. Well,
that is true. I gotta check him out. See, I don't have him in rotation like I should. I gotta get that.
Oh, he came over a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about it. Yo, they got a lot of shit going on. We should
get on there.
We should definitely link. We should.
Oh, I should have him on here one time.
Oh,
Matter of fact, we should have that Marvel podcast with him.
We can have the Marvel podcast with him. Have him on, like shit.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah,
that'd be dope, yo. Because he'll keep that conversation spinning like shit.
Remember that, John. Or remember that, y'all. Because we're gonna get drunk during this episode. Stay tuned. But no, that's what's up. But Loki is a wonderful show, man. Like I'm not a fan of bad guys. You know what I'm saying? I understand he changed his role a bit, but. I don't like bad guys, but I love his character now more than ever.
He's a fucking character. Yeah. Right? He is definitely a fucking character, man. So. I love that fucking guy. I love Owen Wilson's character, yo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, everybody, man. Every Marvel person ever is.
Even that black officer. That black officer chick.
Did you see Lovecraft Country?
I didn't, yeah. I
still so, yeah, her yeah. Mm-hmm. and Jonathan Majors, man. Like, Jonathan Majors is supposed to be Kang.
Kang, yep. Thought about that shit when I was watching too, like shit.
Kang is a part of this shit.
I swear, I thought that's who it was gonna be when he did the jump. I was like, oh, it's gonna be Ronan's boy. It's gonna be
See, man, we don't know if that's Iron. See, Kang Conqueror could be Iron Man. Kang could be Iron Lad. Kang Conqueror could be Nathaniel Richards, which is Fantastic Four.
Yep.
The son. What's his name?
Mr. Fantastic.
Reed Richardson.
Reed Richardson. Yeah. Mm, I said, yeah, Reed Richardson. Yep. And Sue Storm. I was watching that earlier today, yo. Fantastic
Four. Yo, cool. Andy. I don't know if it's still on, but text me, man. What's happening, though?
Andy!
But yeah.
Mr. Philosophy!
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. What the fuck? Where's everybody at? What's going on? Is it Wednesday? Are we on the Twilight Zone right now?
Are we missing people? Who the fuck? What the
Ain't
fuck?
Ain't nobody really on today. What's going on, Facebook?
You guys fucking suck right now.
It's like, no, you guys are loved. I just posted the episode mm-hmm. last week, right before I posted this, right before I went live. Yeah.
That's kind of, that's not.
Very late.
I was about to say, yeah, that's usually
I've been, it's a busy time right now, man. Work kicking my ass for real, too.
Oh, for real?
I don't know what to say about that shit. I'm trying.
God, I want to quit my job.
Part of the reason I'm trying to change my attitude. Cause
man. I want you to be able to quit your job, too, man. Mm. I want us all to be able to quit our jobs.
I just
want to
be able to work at my job once a week.
One or two. Like, that'd be nice, yeah. Your fucking main
job. Give me $100,000.
$100,000. I mean.
Every 2 weeks.
Every time. $100,000 won't last me but like a half a year. I need like a mil.
I ain't never spent that much money.
What, $100,000? Oh man.
I ain't never spent $10,000.
Wait till you have your first.
Well, I guess I have.
Wait till you have your first kid. You're gonna spend $100K in the first fucking month.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, right.
Children are pretty expensive. What? Food.
Stop playing.
And diapers.
I don't even eat that much.
Well, diapers you'll be okay. Food you might be okay for about 2 weeks. Then it's $50 or so every other day for food. Mm-mm. Or it was for us, but you know, we had issues with food.
Yeah. Oh, another thing I wanted to say about this attitude of mine is like, at least I just want to talk about some of my triggers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
triggers.
I want to go without pertaining this to anything in my life. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that. Laziness is a trigger, and I am a lazy individual. Very. Well, I feel like being lazy is necessary. We all got to chill the
we
fuck
all gotta
out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We all got to relax, take a load off. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of resent the term lazy. It's like, well, I'm not lazy. It's just I am currently resting from my non-lazy life, you motherfucker. I'm being lazy right now, but you can't say that I'm lazy. I have a fucking job, right? No, well, you can be lazy on a job.
Exact. There's ways you can be lazy. I'm not gonna explain how.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But it's just like that shit is a trigger. I mean, it's just a laziness in how people move. Sometimes it's like, see, I don't like talking about stuff like this, especially on live. I mean, I don't know. It's like you don't want to talk about nobody, no person.
Yeah,
I don't,
right.
I want this to pertain to everybody, because I don't like that shit. Because I'm lazy, and I want people to be like, get your ass up, do some shit. And as long as I don't have an argument, I'm getting my ass up. You know what I'm saying? If I feel like I need to rest, I'm going to be like, well, fuck you. Mm-hmm. All right. You go do some work.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. I feel like we all are trying to get, like, what did I write down here? I was like, this is the 30 monologues.
The 30s?
Yeah.
Monologues?
Yeah. Or this thing I wrote,
30s monologue.
It's like I have a love-hate relationship, but when you have a whole bunch of dreams, I feel like all 30-year-olds would agree with this. Maybe all people would agree with this. But yeah, when you have a whole bunch of dreams that haven't come true, and it seems like time is running out, you get upset by all distraction and disturbances, and you treat bullshit like it's the end of the world. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, like. I don't know. I can't even begin to think of what could be bullshit. But, you know, just people who have no purpose. Which, everybody has a purpose, but some people don't know their purpose and they kind of interrupt your purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess.
And on purpose. On purpose. You know what I'm saying? It's their purpose to fuck your life up.
It's their purpose to fuck with you on purpose.
And it's like, oh man, because I'd be hard on people just for, you know, interrupting me, distracting me and shit. It's just like, you know.
I'm like that too.
I want to love life. I got to, you know, I want to slow down to smell the roses at all times. You know, I want to enjoy everything, or take in everything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think you need to go backpacking, dude. I think you need to go backpacking across America, like shit.
Oh, I'm about to say, because a homie of mine just asked me to go camping, and I'm just like,
camping?
No Wi-Fi, no nothing. No what Wi-Fi. You mean? I'm busy.
True millennial mentality. No Wi-Fi. Whatever.
Did you go camping?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, going off the grid is my dream, dude.
Really?
Going off the grid.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I watched Breaking Bad just for the end where he has to go into the cabin and lay low for the rest of his life. I'm like, God damn, yo. That's fucking awesome.
True shit.
I'm trying to convince Benita to move to the country with me.
Oh, wait. They can hear this because... Oh, okay, good. I was tripping.
Like, I would like all the Bovells to move to the country with me, like shit. Start anew, like shit, yeah. I want to go back to where I came from, and I miss the country life.
What country? What do you mean by country life?
Oh, that's from where my mother's from, New Orleans. Well,
New Orleans?
Church Point, which is like 3 hours from New Orleans. That's the swamp.
I wonder if, like, we all grew up and just want to go back home, like... what's up, Breezy? What's up, Ashley?
Hi, Ashley.
Let's go camping. Let's go.
You wouldn't go camping though? You wouldn't go camping like deep in the woods?
I would do it. It's just more, honestly, she's going with a whole bunch of people. Like, I don't want to go with a bunch of people that I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I get that.
I know the person, but I'm just going to be like, all right, you're busy talking to them. I'm sitting here trying to start a fire. Nobody's helping me because I'm fucking trying to talk to people that I don't fucking know out here. I don't want to be stealing my fucking food that I brought. You know what I'm saying? You don't want people too close.
You gotta go with white people. You gotta go with white people. They'll take care of all that.
Bro,
shit.
You want a sandwich, dude? Just make
some Frito pies, man, on the fire.
Just make these Oreo potato salad. You're gonna love it.
Hey, bro, you want to sleep in my tent? It's like a house.
What's up, Brandon?
What up, big cuss?
But not. I mean, I should do it. I really should do it. She said it's gonna be next month. I should. It's gonna be hot though. I'm just like, I think about so many things. It's like bears and fucking. I mean, I ain't worried about bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping on the ground is a issue.
Yeah, it's not the most comfortable thing.
Setting up a fucking tent.
Oh, shit. I don't know. You gotta.
If it rains, like what the fuck?
You're fucked. you're pretty fucked at that point. There are a lot of factors. Yeah, like out like nowadays. Like before, what wouldn't have bothered me is snakes, but today that would bother me.
I ain't seen a snake in a long time, but they're always fucking terrifying when you see them.
Yeah, fucking
like, where's your fucking head?
Where's my shit? Is it in the back of the front? Yo? Like, is your
how
mouth
are you
open?
Moving? Are you?
Why are you so
the moon
fast? Like shit. Like sometimes you're fast, but why are you slow? It's like you're plotting on me, yo. I don't.
Just
fuck
like
with
I said,
those.
Y'all talking about going camping? Am I the only one who's seen Friday the 13th? Yeah, fuck that.
Who said that, Brandon?
Yeah.
Fuck Brandon.
Air design campgrounds you can go to. I know people black who've done it and they had mattresses and everything. Camping these days isn't old school like that. My last time going camping was, I've done it outside my house one time. I can't even remember the night.
That's tight.
But,
you got the yard for that, though.
When I was a Boy Scout.
Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Were you in the Boys and Girls Club?
Nah, I was a Boy Scout. I don't know if it was a Boys and Girls Club, but I was a fucking Boy Scout. It was a wee blow. So I just made that up. We don't do that shit.
Hey, man, say what you will about that sort of thing, but I think the Boy Scouts really does prepare you for, like, masculine shit. I mean, some of them, maybe not so much, but I think it really does prepare you, like, shit.
I don't know
sense.
What that shit helped me with. I mean, it's just more like...
You'll never be fully out of shape.
I never really had to tie a knot to save my life. Nope.
True shit.
Man, I remember... Oh, my God. I remember when it was in this fucking river. Yo, oh, my God. I still scared to this day because I'm just like, this kid had no fucking idea. But it was in this river. We was in this fucking river, yeah. Swimming in a river in Maryland or wherever the fuck. Somewhere far in the woods, camping grounds, whatever the hell it was. It was my Boy Scouts and the guys... That shit was so weird. I can't believe. I just wish I could. I wish somebody wrote down what we did, or I had something I could look at from that time. But we was in this water, and I just know when I came up out the water,
one of the boys came up too. It was a white boy. I ain't really know him, but he had a spider on his back. Like, yeah, like a, just imagine like a spider like from a, the water.
Like a big
and it's like a big one, like a big hand on somebody's back. And I'm just like, oh, like my reaction was like, should I alert people? Like, I don't know what the fuck.
I'd have just ran the opposite way.
Bro, I was in the water too. It's like, this drink can kill us all.
Like, it'd have been like, yo, there's one on me like shit now. Like
and that's why I didn't say that. I was like, all right, maybe I can just sneak out of here before, while he dies.
That girl was probably big and black and,
and brown. He's probably a fucking recluse. It's scary.
Yeah, I'd have left him. I'd have ran out and been like, hey!
But it's always good. Ooh. I mean, the only reason I look to that stuff is a good thing is like if the apocalypse ever happens, you know what I'm saying? You gotta learn to live off the land.
You do.
That's, but by the time the apocalypse happens, we're not gonna have any food. Nothing's gonna grow out the ground. Mm-mm. The sun's gonna be like this close to the earth. Mm-hmm. Like it's over.
It's gonna be scavenge land, yo. People will be people
niggas
will
is gonna be having their phones like that. This nigga burning alive, yo. Damn, I ain't got no Wi-Fi.
I think that's closer than
I can't start a fire from scratch, Brandon. No, I cannot. Sorry. I'd never do that.
I've done that before.
I mean, yeah, I know how to do it. Take a lighter and a paper.
All you do is rub two sticks together, right?
You done that shit before?
I've done it before. Not with two sticks. No, no, no way. It was with two sticks.
I feel
sticks.
Like I need a magnifying glass, two sticks, and some rocks.
Nah, you just...
So you beat the rocks on top of the two sticks.
You beat the rocks.
And keep the magnifying glass going on top of all of that.
You beat the rocks on the sticks? I just saw
them. No, you beat the rocks. I was saying over, like I'm doing, oh, you need three people for my gym. So one person's going to be rubbing sticks together, one person's going to be beating rocks, and then one person's going to have a magnifying glass over all that shit.
If the apocalypse happened now.
It's me at the bottom with a lighter. Oh,
the millennials would not survive. Generation Z? The millennials, I don't know if y'all would survive, man. I don't know if y'all would make it. Somebody should make a movie about that. The apocalypse for the millennials. Wait, they did. They did already. It's on Netflix or some shit.
I've seen something like that. Mm. I mean, you can't imagine. Like, I've seen somebody, like a kid not know how to use a rotary phone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even I don't really understand it. Even my damn self, but you just, the number and then, okay.
That's it. You just.
But, I mean, there's things out here, man. Like.
Oh, yeah.
I really do feel like maybe there should be a primitive day where everybody, I don't know. There's always a day for everything. I was just thinking maybe that'll be
a primitive day. That sounds fun.
Yeah. But, it is good to go out there. I don't. But then if you go out there and get eaten by a bear, how good was it, right? But let's move on.
Hey, do like I do. Carry your little blade. If the bear's mouth opens, you jam your hand in it with the knife extended. He'll probably bite your arm off, but it'll hurt his ass.
The whole arm he had for lunch with the knife.
But his ass will be cut.
Oh, that was a minor inconvenience.
His ass will be cut in the mouth. He won't eat shit. Well, yeah, he will. He'll fucking kill you. He'll fucking kill you.
But yeah, man.
But I think you should go. Or I think you should just get out.
I'm getting out of the fucking house. I'm gonna throw some parties. Like, this is me getting out. I don't need to be going camping all of a sudden. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
go to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. I don't even want to go to Amsterdam, bro. I told you, I don't even want to go to Europe.
You don't want to go to Europe? I kind of want to go to Europe.
It's got to be 20 of us.
It does.
So at least, as long as we know five died, the 15 of us can get the fuck out of there. I'm trying to tell you, ever since I seen Hostel, I ain't fucking with Europe, bro.
Absolutely, like shit. That fucking movie changed my whole perspective on it. It's like, I always said, yo, we're going to go to fucking Amsterdam and we're just going to party. But we're fucking foreigners in that land, yo. You can get fucked over. Oh,
you want the smorgasbogger?
You want to get stoned?
A cheeseburger? Yeah. Meanwhile, it's a mushroom packed.
Just look at this
burger. Acid burger.
At Joe.
You said drug. Bite this?
Like, is that club over there safe? You can spend all your money in this place.
sitting there eating a burger like, you're crazy.
I like you.
Oh, man. But anyway, man, yeah, dude. Life is good, though. I can't complain, and I love you all. And don't get it mistaken. Don't. I wish I had time for everybody, I swear. You know, oh, that's what I also wanted to say. It's like I almost wanted to say fuck you to everybody that started getting older before me. I don't know if... I want to say you count, but you don't count for real. You had your own life going. Unfortunately. Talking about my... I mean, I ain't trying to pinpoint my friends. Counterpoint. You know, all the past friends and shit. I mean, we're still all my friends, but it's just like... You used to have a camaraderie back then. At least I did. You know, we'd chill every day, wake up, go do something stupid. We wake up. Mm-hmm. We had a little wolf pack. Y'all back had a wolf then, pack. You know what I'm saying?
So Gary was Alan. I guess that makes you.
I was definitely the fucking.
You're.
It's definitely Galifianakis.
That's Alan.
That's Gary Allen.
I'm Gary. I can't call Gary Allen. Gary is.
Anyway, there's many parts of the Heezy faction. You know what I'm saying? There's so many ways. It's just that everybody, you know, people that had babies, of course. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, logically, timeline, like, it's your fault. Y'all went and had babies. You went and had sex. You think you could just fucking. Not have a baby, but you know, it's like, nah, I'm just joking. But
this guy doesn't know what rubber feels like.
I don't.
Which is super.
And I ain't got no babies.
Which is super fucking fortunate, dude. You should just for real tell God. Shoot your
blanks, bro.
Just be like, thanks, God.
I do want to believe. I am under the guise that it is whenever it is supposed to be. Now, I've never there's a few times I've intentionally shut up the club. But I never came out with any bodies. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say about that. I really don't know what to say about that. When it's time to actually try. Mm. I mean, and I don't even believe in that trying shit. But it's a little different these days. But
oh, I do. I believe.
But I don't like the trying. I like the accident. Ooh. I like the. I'm pregnant, and I was just like, oh, that was just a fun night. It was a fun night, right? But I don't know.
All alone, bro. All alone, cause I had that.
Y'all was all planned. I mean, I don't mean to get in your business.
Oh no! I'm not with Benita. With Benita, it was a totally different story. You know, I just was like, whatever. But you know, before that, it was those close calls were fucking scary, yo. Yeah, those calls. I had one chick that.
I mean, there were close calls. I'm not really sure what to make of those. I mean, things happen.
Accidents.
Yeah. I don't want to laugh about it because, I mean, it could have been more serious for others. But, you know. Shit, I mean, I don't know what to say, man. Hey, I'm thinking God is going to... Whatever. I don't want no goddamn kids anyway. I mean, I do want kids. I have to spread. This lineage has to, you know what I'm saying? Somebody has to say, my dad. You know what I'm saying? And they have to be talking about me.
I was going to say it's going to be one of the oldest, but probably not.
He said one of the old people.
One of the older siblings, but probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, now you got a second one you didn't even tell me, bro. Unless you just dirt dust me.
These are kind of like chewables.
Chewables.
If it was glass, I'd eat it.
Hey, yo, that sounds like a hell of a motherfucking...
movie title?
Nah. A fucking plan. Something to sell. Chewable beer? Stick this in your mouth. Your breath's gonna stink, but you're gonna feel good.
That just sounds disgusting. But beer is kinda nasty.
You gotta do your little magic trick. But so basically I was just saying, you know, fuck you to all you guys that grew up too fast. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, it's hard to say that. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not like y'all with kids, so it's like, I don't know. But you'll be looking back. It's like, man, I miss my buddies. You know? And I'm just going to be like, well,
Trying to think if I miss my buddies. Buddies. Do I miss my buddies? I miss a few buddies. Yeah.
Nah, I miss everybody too. Buddies. Actually, I don't want to see people for real. I just don't. I don't have time to see people anymore. You know. Honestly, I'm not gonna sit there and blame my girlfriend, but it's just like you don't. You have time to.
Apparently, people take that to heart though when you don't see them for a
long
time.
But I was wonderful. I wish I had her back then. You know what I'm saying? I can go out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her.
Go out and party with your girlfriend?
No, not with her, but not have no problems going out. You know what I'm saying? Like, used to have problems just going to fucking see you and shit. That shit used to piss me off.
Because of a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Because you wanted one?
You know how women just be tripping because you out, you're not next to them?
Oh, yeah.
That's shit. All I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time.
Even I mean, I get that now day. Too, but you know.
It never ends. It never just, stops.
Yeah.
It never fucking stops. It just gets to the point where you're just like, well, you're pissed.
Yeah, let me not give her too much credit. Yeah, she get on my nerves. Yeah.
After a while, I stopped caring. Oh. To be honest with you. Oh!
Turn to the side and I see Benita.
Whenever I say, hey, I'm going somewhere and I get to, I'm like, all right, see you later.
It used to be so toxic back then, man. It's like when I say see you later, it's like, all right, bet I'm not gonna be home either when you get back. I'm like, damn, why the fuck you gotta go all of a sudden? I'd
be like, see you tomorrow.
That's that toxic shit, man. I don't miss that shit at all. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just realized what you're talking about.
You know, I mean, there were so many instances. But it's just like, I don't know. I used to be a wild boy back then, though. I ain't gonna lie.
They just want us around. All the time. So I do things like fart, like really loud.
I know, right? Yep. I do that shit too.
Just fart like real loud.
Tired of me yet? Yep. Mm. It's like, nah.
Nah, I do. Yeah. But the fucked up thing is when you do that and you have kids, then your kids start doing it to you. I asked Gavin this morning, I said, hey, Gavin, how you doing? Are you all right? He goes, I'm all right with that. Little shit.
You almost gotta change it up. Like, you have to have this when you, while you're a parent, you kinda gotta just be like a model citizen. And then when they're 18, then you can revert back to this shit.
But that's hard, yo. How am I gonna revert back to
my It's shit? Hard. It is hard. That's all I'm saying. People have to say that. You gotta know yourself. But people have to speak up like, man, you know, I'm trying to get back into trying to get my groove back, you know. And
I'm doing that this year. I'm doing that with 40.
Cause some people, I ain't gonna even name no names. Some people are turning into new parents, are acting like old parents, yep. And I'm just like, young. Why the fuck you acting like this all of a sudden?
Well, you know, I think when it comes to parenting, for real, a lot of parents might think that they have it together, but the fact of the matter is, we're all kind of just making it up as we go.
I mean, I've heard that so many times, and like, you're responsible for another life. Like, I'm barely responsible for my own. Yeah. It's like, I hope I breathe in the morning when I get up. Me? I didn't really do anything to stop that.
Me fucking too, yes. Like,
yeah. I don't know, man.
Sometimes I don't even know where I fall asleep. How I'm gonna take care of two kids, two children?
At the end of the day, that's why I love dummies. You know what I'm saying? Not this. There's no offense, no shame, whatever. I love. Yeah.
Being dumb.
I love knowing dumb people or meeting extremely stupid people. And I don't like the word. Stupid has a bad connotation. But the less intelligent, the folks that live in straight bliss.
Oh,
you know, don't know 2 + 2, but got a house and a car. You know what I'm saying? Bliss. You know what I'm saying? And they just living the fucking life. They ain't don't give no fuck. They don't care how they talk. They don't do it. It's just amazing to me.
Fucking Soldier Boy. Stupid as shit. Worth what? $50 million.
That is a great example, maybe. I don't know how smart he is. Maybe he is like, they thought I was a Soldier Boy. I'm a Soldier Man.
I just call him stupid because of the way he talk. Sometimes the way he talk. And some of the things he said, I'm like, you're stupid. Drake! Like, ain't nobody on your team punched you in the fucking mouth yet, you little shit. I hope we get his attention. You little bitch.
Oh, no, you got me tripped. You got me. Come on the show. We can talk about it, but I ain't trying to get.
I want to see him and Bow Wow fight. That would be funny.
So you sound like an old person.
I'm an old dude.
Like celebrity deathmatch for you with these kids. I just want to see them ruin themselves, man. Fuck
them. Does that make me
It's not my kids.
Does that make me bad? Does that make me bad? Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm like, yo, I just want to see you fucking talk yourself into a hole that you're
not to put you in the spotlight of that, but a lot of us like to see people ruin themselves, and it is fucked up if you think about it. Like reality TV.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm pretty sure people watch my show just be like, "Yeah, what is he doing? Crack yet? Not yet, motherfucker. Say no, not at all.
No, not ever. We ain't that rich yet. So
crack is
no wait, cheap, yeah, crack is the
it's not coke.
That's the poor man's drug, right?
Either way. They're waiting on me to do something bad. Some fuck that. They're waiting for me to get everybody pregnant, waiting for me to cheat. I don't know. And I could be just, I mean, nobody can give a flying fuck that, I'm sure. But, you know, there's, without that, there's still the devil, you know what I'm saying? There's always somebody trying to bring you down. I want to drink that.
I was looking at that shit earlier, so I was like, ooh, did you pull that out for me?
Nah. So my girl made some bourbon chicken for me. And I didn't know you had to actually use bourbon.
She made it? Really?
Yeah. She, See, I don't be trying to slice her like that. You know what I'm saying?
God damn, man. You know, right. Yeah, all the shit you was talking, I feel bad. I feel bad thinking anything. Like, shit. Like, I'm sorry, Teeny.
What you mean? What you feel bad about?
I'm just talking shit. Nah.
But totally flew over my head.
But, I just mean what you said about, I don't know, something you were saying about Teeny not too long ago about, she didn't want me to leave. Yeah. She don't want you to leave, motherfucker. She right. She made you bourbon chicken.
Oh, don't give her that type
what
of ammo.
What the fuck you leave
for?
No.
I'm just saying, I am happy.
Bourbon chicken?
Anyway, move the fuck on. Moving the fuck on.
Like, that's cool, though. That's cool. Bourbon chicken, haven't had that in a long time.
I haven't ever had it before from a regular.
Was it good?
Matter of fact, I never had it like that. It's the first time I had it like that.
Not with fucking.
Usually, I used to get bourbon chicken when I used to go to the mall.
Yeah.
I used to get it in little sticks and like, all right, I'm going to go taste it out.
Taste your free shit.
Then you pay $14.59 for a two entrees with two sides.
God damn, bro.
But, yeah, man.
That's dope, yeah. I never had it with the high quality of bourbon you had.
It was good. I wasn't drunk. I mean, it doesn't get you drunk.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But, you know, at the same time, something just popped up. Don't know what that says.
Battery about to die.
Well, fuck batteries, yo. You know what a battery did to me today?
What?
It leaked acid on me.
Oh, my goodness. Is that safe?
Well, maybe it was just dusting. But it was still, you know, burning or stingy, whatever the fuck. Did you hear a porn star died?
Who are you like talking about? Benita said you're just looking for conflict. Love women to fuss. I don't be trying to get women to fuss. Why y'all fussing for? Y'all don't like when we live and do things on our own? A porn star died. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait, like, join porn?
Who?
Join
porn?
During porn.
Oh, no. Not during porn. Just somebody, I think she was popular, like, I don't know, like 5 years ago. That's like, what, 10 years ago in porn world?
It's like 30
years ago. That's like 30 years ago, like shit. What was her name? Dakota Sky. Ever heard of Dakota Sky?
Nah.
I've heard of her. Not particularly one of my favorites, but I've heard of her. But, I don't know, a young woman, 25 or some shit like that. Don't know how she died, but still pretty sad. So,
damn, probably all
prayers for her family. My bad, what?
Yeah, prayers to her family, yeah. If you didn't, like...
You know, if you're into porn. We like porn where I come from.
Yeah. Oh, shit, don't do all that. No! Just relax yourself now. Damn.
Hey, this is the Googish Show. Doesn't get much Googish than this.
Googish Show canceled. Back to Heezy's Road, everyone.
Yeah, where were we?
Juneteenth. I'm moving on.
Juneteenth.
It's a national holiday.
National holiday. Wait, have they approved that?
We need Biden to sign it.
We need Biden to make Juneteenth an official day off holiday, like shit, I guess.
So being that it's a holiday about slavery, the end of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about... people who weren't slaves. And it's hard to say that. I was trying to make a joke. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I'll make a joke.
What's the joke?
I have a very unpopular opinion on this.
What's the joke? What's the opinion?
The opinion is, man, look. I get it. It was big. It was a evil time. It was an evil, ugly time.
Oh, damn, you about to say something against Juneteenth?
Not against Juneteenth. I'm gonna say something against the masses. I'm gonna say something against people, mm-hmm. which is, you know, I've said before, it's not a popular opinion, but that we cannot continue to use that as an excuse. Yeah.
What's this? What are we talking about here?
Slavery. Slavery?
Excuse for what?
People tend to still go back to that shit. I feel like a lot of people feel that because slavery happens, that they're entitled to some sort of free living or easy living. Life is not easy, people.
Now,
again, a very unpopular opinion. I'm not saying that we should dismiss it or we should forget it or we should not treat it like it's something that's important. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's no longer excusable, I think. But that's just me.
I have to hear an example, I guess.
An example. I'll give you an example.
Like just somebody just like, oh, well, I'm black, so I should get lower rent. Or,
that's one thing. Or
I mean, now at the same time, you know, black people are still living a much worse life than other races.
That's true. Most of it is.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I just I think that's plain and simple. If you're dying the most, if your race is dying the most in the country,
we have to
by the police.
We do have to consider that sometimes black people get shot because they're doing something that might warrant a police officer to say, "I'm going to shoot you."
Now, there might be people out there that say white people die just as much or probably die more.
I'm not going to say that.
But there's more white people out there.
There is more white people out there.
When there's I don't know. I'm not trying to go there. All I'm trying to say is, what I was initially trying to say is it okay for white people to be getting off on the federal holiday of Juneteenth?
Ooh. Hey, we get off on Columbus Day.
What the fuck? What is that?
We get off on the day that Columbus supposedly discovered America, right?
That's a bullshit holiday. They gotta get rid of that. They don't have that no more. It's National Indigenous Day, right?
Is it?
Yeah, they don't have no. There's no such thing as Columbus Day anymore.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. They used to live in
What the fuck happens on Columbus?
They used to live in Boston. So
Boston. Mm-mm. What we got?
He said, Rohan, if you straighten your hair, you would, and check a different box, you wouldn't feel the pain the rest of us do.
Ooh, that's funny.
Are you telling me that I'd be better off if I just,
if you just cut your hair short?
Rachel Dolezal, the situation?
If you cut your hair short and just wear it wavy like you did when I first met you? Then you'll be all right, though.
My name is Rohan Nathaniel. I like hot dogs. And I like hamburgers. And I like fireworks.
And Skittles.
I don't even know what to say. Damn, somebody sent me a picture.
What a tits.
Somebody said this is how it look. My family did a group chat.
They showed me that shit.
I said how I look if I was white. I was offended at first. But then I was like, alright.
It's only because of the smile. Look at this shit.
I don't know if y'all can see this.
Look at this guy's face, y'all. They probably can't see that. Yeah, he's too white.
The Facebook can see
he's
it.
He's too light.
But yeah, they thought that's what I look like as a white guy.
Kinda does, yeah. That smile.
Whatever,
that smile. It's like when y'all showed me that I look like the black judge from Liar Liar. It's I had to look at it and go, God damn, yeah.
It looked just like you.
only when I do this. And I say, young man, being mocked in my court is not something I'm prepared to tolerate.
Wow.
And I gotta make my face shake like a fat boy.
Wow.
You know, I showed that to my mom, Jeff, and my mom's like just fell out fucking laughing about that shit.
What are you showing?
I showed her the picture. I was like, look, this is who the Bovells say I look like.
Oh, shit. You told me. You did tell me you showed your father, too.
Yeah, they go like, oh, my gosh, shit. Like, screw you, Gauchers.
They say you can't see it. I'll post it. I'll post it in the video. I'll try to add that in there.
You got one, too. You got one too.
Nah, like shit, man. Like shit. That don't look like that's a white version of me. That's
I was like your age when y'all showed me that joke. You got one too, like shit now. Now we gotta find one for everybody.
Whatever, dude. Yeah.
Let's say it looks like Cammy. But you look just like
Cammy. All right. Cammy's like a mold of how all the Bovells look.
Like
I wanted to say that much funnier. Yeah. But basically, like, he's like the mold. Like you know how...
He's like the spinning image of your dad when your dad was that age. That's like shit.
You know how... I don't mean to fry my brother like this. But I love him, right? I love you guys. But anyway, like, he's like a simp. Like, you know, I keep thinking of... what's that show I watch? Fuck. It's on HBO. Westworld. Anyway, they make humans, and you know, you just add your feature to a human. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But he's like the dummy mold of how all Bovells look like. Shit.
Like this is the catalyst. This is the catalyst. Like shit.
You pull them out the water. Like just imagine them how humans were made like this. They come out of a fucking tank, and you know it's just like a mold, like a human mold.
Like he's the T 800 model, like shit.
Yeah, like, something like that. And then you just add hair or a vagina if you want to make it a difference.
You know what's funny? Yo, my son looks just like Cammy. Gavin, he makes faces just like your brother.
All of them look alike.
Except Z. Z looks like a Gaucher, but Gavin's a Bovell. You know, he's got good hair. He's got light skin.
She's a Bovell. moving on, man.
Her prettiness is Bovell. Her brain is very much go. Yeah, well, I know two times,
I'm
too.
I'm not trying to call your kid stupid, but... I was like, she's fucking a genius. So she has Bovell in her, bro.
Oh, man, yeah. Like, ooh. Oh, fuck her. Oh, did they tell you this, yeah? Fucking her and Chrissy were, like, doing some math shit. Mm-hmm. Like, Chrissy was asking her a bunch of math problems, right? And she was on it. She was like, boom, 6. Boom, the square root of a 5 million. And she's, then Chrissy asked her something. She looked at me. She was like, Dad, do you know that? And I go, 4%? And she's like, no, pie. I'm like, well, fuck you. I was bad at math. I was good at English.
You know why they call a python a python? It's because their dick is 3.14 inches long. I was not expecting you to say yes, first of all.
I was going to say something like the Monty or Monty Python, but...
Whatever, dude. But that shit was much more stupid.
But if it's a dick thing...
It's like, nah, not all pythons have penises, so that was clearly false. Anyway, moving on, man.
Oh, shit.
It's getting hot in here, dude. Did you know Bill Gates... Well, we already talked about having the largest farmland in the U.S. But did you know that farmland supports it says, it didn't say, like, there's no percentage. Yeah, it says he owns, all the land he owns in Washington State is used to grow potatoes that make McDonald's fries. So.
God damn, that's fucking genius.
So.
That's pretty.
You know how you guys are all scared of the fucking vaccine, right, with the chip inside of it? They moved it to actual chips. That nigga
fried chips, yo.
Fried chips and dip, baby. Ooh, yeah, fries are got the chips now, y'all. So,
we're smarter than that, yo. Come on, we're smarter.
I don't
than
eat
that.
McDonald's, dude. I go to Burger King.
I don't eat either of them motherfuckers.
I haven't had McDonald's in a long time, actually.
McDonald's is gonna start making you
almost
sick.
Makes me want to go to it right now.
It sounds good.
And get their fries.
The fries are probably the only thing you're going to be able to eat after a while.
They got the vaccine in the fries. How about that?
Hey.
You said, what'd you say, though?
What? I forget.
He said you were saying shit was bad.
Oh, shit. It's
Like your ass. It's just going. Like my ass eat more junk food than you. It's like, I don't even know you've eaten junk food for real.
I can't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I like physically.
Doctor's orders. Doctor's orders.
No, not even just that. Yeah, like it makes me feel like shit. It makes me feel awful, like shit. Yeah.
Now I know
my steak. Peanuts now as snacks.
That's good though. My steak intake is getting a little harder. I will say that.
What you mean?
Like, matter of fact, when I eat steak. Ooh, like I had a burger. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a turkey burger, so maybe I don't know. But I do want to say when I eat steak, it does feel heavy on my stomach, and I actually start to see a belly form. Mm-hmm. But actually, the belly when the food is digested, because I heard it takes like a while to digest or some shit.
Like 24 hours.
Nah, bro. I think longer. I heard shit takes like weeks and shit to digest. Like, you ever heard what oodles and noodles takes to digest?
No.
Like in a month or so. Or maybe even a couple years or some shit. I might have it wrong. I wish somebody was awake to tell me, to remind me. But, yeah, man.
I mean, shit.
Shit that we eat and don't be digesting all the way. It stays right in there forever. For a long time.
That would make sense.
Yeah, matter of fact, let's look it up.
I heard gum stays in your
what
system.
What food
like that
doesn't digest?
Here's a summary from Healthline. Examples of high-fiber food particles that often remain largely undigested include beans, corn, grains such as quinoa,
this is not what
peas,
I was talking about.
Seeds like sunflower seeds, flax.
I eat all that shit.
How long does steak take to digest?
According to Healthline, meat and fish can take as long as 2 days to fully digest. The proteins and fats they contain are complex.
How long do oodles and noodles take to digest?
According to Cleveland Clinic Health Essentials, simple carbohydrates, such as plain rice, pasta, or simple sugars, average between 30 and 60 minutes in the stomach, she adds. But if you put a thick layer of peanut butter on toast, or layer avocado in eggs.
Alright, well, somebody told me something don't be digesting, and now I gotta go fucking check them.
Is it gum?
Nah, it was like food that we eat, like, it was like noodles.
Nah. Your large intestine pushes that stuff out immediately, and then it goes to be digested like over a 24-hour period. I think, or at least I thought.
I don't know, man. I, when I was a kid, I thought you eat and then you poop, and then you start over.
That's what I thought.
And now it's all fucking different.
Nah, nowadays it's
the food's
like,
still in you. The food's still being in your throat. GERD.
Like I'm not gonna shit what I ate earlier today until like.
Like literally, Friday, like right shit here, like people be having issues where they have, like, it's called gastrointestinal, whatever the fuck, I forgot what it's called. GERD. But basically, you be having food, like, from yesterday or 2 days ago right here, and you stack something on top of it, and you stack something on top of it, and it be like right here in your throat, and then you just,
and
like,
it make you, eat it make you burp. Yeah.
Like Rick, like Morty, like Rick.
Like shit, like the nasty burps. Not like the beer burps, but the.
Those be them nasty burps. People got food right in their throat that they could just, like, something could just go in your mouth and pick it and throw it out right out your mouth. You're eating too much. You're not digesting your food. You're eating too fast. You're eating too many. You know, me too. I'm pretty sure my GERD is like right here. I'm like, my shit like.
Sometimes you might have to coax it down a little bit. Like,
do you think that shit works? Because I be trying to do that shit. I be trying to like.
I don't think so, yo.
Hey, yeah, I know we ain't no people that push our belly down.
I do that.
Try to make the food go to the butt.
Like, I try that. It don't. I don't think that shit works, though, yo.
You're taking shit.
I don't think that shit works yet because I've tried it and I've like seriously tried it. Like,
it should be like making your food clot in your body.
I've only seen that work for a Bama that swallowed like acid and it ate up his stomach, so he had to like physically push his food down.
Bro,
like shit. That was fucked up shit.
Ugh, wow.
Yeah. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine's a hell of a
makes you do some fucked up shit.
All right. Speaking of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nah, I ain't got shit. Oh, you lit up, didn't you?
What, you got coke?
Well, Missouri's on some coke. Law enforcement officials no longer have to execute federal gun laws.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, they just signed a bill today or a couple days ago where Missouri laws don't have to follow federal gun laws from past, present, or future. So I don't know what that exactly that means. I do want to look more into that.
What? Wait, government officials don't have to follow that, or citizens?
Citizens
in Missouri.
Now Missouri is the same place I was talking about it on my podcast a couple weeks ago, about the place where they'll allow you to run over a protester if he's blocking your, you know what I'm saying?
Is that where all that shit's happening?
Missouri is a fucked up place. It's like, it's just weird. It's like, is this what goes on Montana too? I'm not trying to lump y'all together. Like, I know Florida's like going crazy all the time, but it's like, they're not like this. Well, I don't know, because I'm learning about Florida doing something about critical race theory, and I haven't really looked it up, what it is, but there's like some type of battle over teaching kids about race. Like, they're trying to exclude race from the textbooks. Like, look, we're just going to tell you about development of this country, and nobody was kept at their own will. Everybody wanted to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
It's like, that's what they're trying to teach people.
Shit, those,
teach the kids.
Mm-hmm. The I think the millennials piss people off. I mean, the woke culture. Mm-hmm. When you woke, you know everything. So now they're trying to unwake everybody like shit. Well, they're trying to unwake the children of the woke.
Everybody.
Unwake. Fuck that shit, man. I want to live off the grid. Fuck all their rules. Fuck all their bullshit. Fuck all your gun laws. I'll still have one, no, regardless of what your law is.
Oh, man.
Just in case the purge happens and somebody decides it's a good idea to walk in my house.
I'm gangster. I don't need no gun. Walk around like a gangster. I'm gonna look at everybody with a gun like, what? What you gonna do? You gonna shoot me? You gonna send me to God? And God gonna fuck your life up.
that's like a ninja walking into a gunfight with nunchucks going, ah, ah. Then somebody, Indiana Jones, as a matter of fact, will go.
Yeah.
And they'll crack a smile. Speaking of Indiana Jones, you know there's another one coming? Have you ever been a fan of those Indiana Jones
movies? Can't say I have, bro.
No, true shit. Well,
I watched it as a kid.
More for the people, I guess, that grew up in like the 80s.
Yeah.
But they're making another one. Harrison Ford is like almost 80 fucking years old, dude.
Damn.
How do you make action movies at that age?
Yeah, how do you do that? Let it go.
Harrison Ford must be a mutant, like Wolverine.
Maybe. It's not many.
He's not very sane. He's a
not many
senile.
Folks that can make it to 80 like that.
Not really.
But yeah, man. What else did I have? I got some other shit. Oh, some dude got swallowed by a whale and lives to tell about it. Talk about it.
I fucking read that shit, son. Come on.
56-year-old Michael Packard.
Now.
Is at Cape Cod Hospital. Well, this was last week. Or a couple weeks ago. With at least one broken leg.
You believe that story?
He was swallowed by the whale. He was in his mouth for about 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I believe it. I believe if this story actually happened, I believe the whale was, you know, trying to save him. But
trying to save him?
Trying to save him.
He's a lobster diver. He was about to eat some fucking lobster.
Yeah, and he,
it's like, what the fuck is this nasty ass shit?
What is this nasty shit?
Human ghetto.
Like shit. I still don't know.
Shit tastes like McDonald's. Tastes like Bill Gates fries.
I still don't know if that's entirely true. I don't know if I believe that story, though. That's serious, yeah. The whale swallowed him.
I mean, I feel like it should have made headlines, which it kind of did, I guess, for the internet's sake, but...
What do you think it felt like in there? Like, it had to be soft. Like, wet and soft and...
I don't imagine something that big having a soft anything. You might think the tongue... You might think the tongue is soft, but it might be like a fucking concrete.
That joke, yeah, like yeah. Shit. That joke might have.
Imagine getting your ass licked by that.
Lick the salt off your ass.
Man, I'm not a fan of that shit, by the way. Oh.
What if that joke was like, and it was like, your dick tastes like fizz ed.
What the hell? Nigga said fizz ed. Cheat on your man, girl. That's how you get a fizz ed. Oh, is that how the song went?
Cheat on your man, dude.
That's how you get it. I actually want to know what he said right there. That's Pharrell. Ooh. Said that. Did Pharrell really say all lives matter?
Did he?
I don't know, because I saw a meme of him looking old, and it was like, for us, all lives matter, and the black gods took all his youth. I was like, damn, that's fucked up. But he is looking older now.
Is he?
I mean, in that picture or whatever, I don't know.
I mean, for real, it's pretty tone deaf, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't surprise me if he says something like that.
How can somebody so unique with the talents that he has be so tone deaf? Oh, I can't hear a race.
Yeah.
You know people can't see race? I can't hear that shit.
I'm tone deaf.
But yeah, what did he say? Cheat on your man, girl, that's how you get a his head. That was a song with Snoop.
Oh, that joke. Man, girl, that's how you get a
fizz. No, not fizz. I thought it was either that's how you get in his head, or that's how you get a his head. Like how Snoop was talking. The shizzle my nizzle, like a his head.
I couldn't tell you.
Cheat on your man, girl. That's how you get a his head.
See, that's all.
Like when they tried, like you know, propaganda was everything back. Well, propaganda still a thing. So I wonder if they try to use that against women. It's like, you know, cheat on your man so you can get a head. And that's why women been cheating. I'm not saying all women cheat. I know black men don't cheat. And they're right, John. High five. Black men don't cheat. We don't do
this.
See, nah, nigga, you guilty.
Black men don't cheat. Black men don't cheat.
Put a bottle in my hand. That was some guilty shit.
We black men don't cheat. And look, our women are the most... can't read that. The most important things to us in the world.
Hilarious. John's getting hot. He's getting delirious.
Like shit.
But anyway. Damn, that shit feel kind of good. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, what do you think about the guy who didn't invite his kid's bully to his kid's 7th-year-old birthday party?
What a bitch.
Huh?
What a bitch. Why didn't you invite that bully?
Really? You would invite your kid's bully? If your kid was like, hey, I don't like this kid. I don't really like this kid at all.
Absolutely.
You would invite him over? Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Gonna invite that motherfucker over. You're like, hey, yeah, you come. Hey, you're the bully?
Wanna play tie a kid and his parent up in the closet?
Yeah. You're the bully? Hey, we got a game for bullies over here. Come on. We got a game for little bullies over here.
Man.
You want to hit my son, you little motherfucker.
You know, and when it comes to shit like that, I don't even know what to think. I mean, I'm not a parent, but you just have to imagine the parent being the child as well. So it's like, oh my God, I got to deal with a whole adult child.
Yeah.
So I would not want that company in my view. But for anybody that opposed that, I feel like that's kind of not like nonsense, but... I guess in a good way, the only positive I see of anybody opposing that parent from not wanting the bully at the house is, you want people to work things out.
I guess naturally. Come together. Naturally.
And I'm all for that, but you know, you don't have time to be teaching people. And that's what I was kind of saying in the beginning, like I don't have time anymore for people. Like, I have time. I want to always be around people. But it's just like, I can't be caught off guard anymore. I can't just be on the fly anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I can be, but I have to be ready.
You have to be ready.
I got to be ready. If I'm just getting up, I mean, I can still just get up and go. It's more of if I have shit to do. I can't just be, like, leaving the shit. I don't know, man.
I feel like... I don't know, in some sense, you can't leave shit undone.
So, also, I mean that in a couple ways, but one of the ways I mean that is like I said about being lazy. We need that time sometimes. Some of us need to be lazy because we work hard or we don't put ourselves first.
There you go. That's a good way
to put
it.
You know what I'm saying?
So, not everybody puts themselves over every fucking
exactly,
thing.
Exactly. So, that's what... I guess that's what I was trying to say earlier. It's like, I am realizing it more now because I'm starting to feel the strain of taking on too much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people handle a lot more and they still can function better or function more nicely, you know, which I want to be. So it's like, you know,
shit.
I don't know. I'm just trying to have more sympathy, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah.
I guess, yo. I guess my attitude is fuck the world till I make it. Then I'll help you guys.
Somebody might be able to help you. You know, the person you said fuck you to might be able to help you.
I mean, hey, well, it's not fuck individuals, it's fuck the world. As it's not so much, you know, fuck an individual that might, that could use a word of help or help in some way, like shit, I guess. It's not so much fuck the individuals as much as it's fuck the masses, like shit. Like, I don't want to get caught up in people shit, but I'll help a person, I guess, if that makes sense.
I just
feel
like the world is like, it's not my fault, man. I was just trying to supply you guys with land. I was just trying to be an earth for you motherfuckers. Yeah, what if I just leave? What about if you guys just floating on fucking space? How about that? How about that? You're already shitting and pissing all over me. And nuclear wasting all over me. You know, can you imagine splooge like 1,000 times? All over you? Every day? From everybody?
In your face?
At all times?
In your eyes?
Imagine your face being everything. Imagine if Earth had a voice.
She does, kind of.
I see everything.
Oh,
man. I mean, yeah, she does have a voice. When you got the hurricanes, the volcano.
That's her pissed off voice.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. But anyway, man. That's pretty much all I had, man. It's getting hot.
Oh, wow. Oh, fuck off.
Oh, what else? Okay, there was something I saw about Saweetie. It was something about Kevin Hart and it was something about Saweetie. Kevin Hart and Bill Maurer or something about... I don't even want to talk about that. That was dumb. Saweetie...
That's the Quavo girl?
Yeah. I guess she was asked something about giving gifts back or... like, would you give a gift back? Or... yeah, do you give gifts back?
That's fucking rich people shit.
No, I mean, I'm thinking about it in all aspects, from all point of views. I mean,
give us back.
I don't know what happened between her and Quavo, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if she gave that Birkin bag back that he got, that she got.
Birkin bag, when you give a gift, it's out of my head, like shit. I don't give a fuck what you do with it, yo.
Now, I thought about this because I know when I used to be in relationships, or when my past relationships, people would either want their stuff back or would try to give me my stuff back. And I'm just like...
half of that shit I pawned. Half of that shit I sold.
Like, yo, let it go. Yo, what is the point? You're just trying to see me.
Let that shit go.
I don't want this shit.
I used to date this chick. I gave her my graduation class ring, yeah? I gave her my class ring. I've never seen that shit since.
All right, so yes, matter of fact, this was another topic. There was just some discussion I was having with my girl earlier, but would you give a wedding ring back?
Would you give
Or should a wedding ring be given back? A
wedding ring should probably just be sold. Not really give it back.
An engagement ring, not a wedding ring.
An engagement ring. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a different story, young. You give the engagement ring back. What you going to keep it for? You give that back. You let that dude get his money back.
I would say that there might be some trauma. And, you know, men get proposed to, too. But might be some trauma to a woman who thinks she's about to get married and that shit don't work out.
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, it could also be her fault, too, which most likely is the case. But, you know, hey, you know.
Sorry, life ain't the Cosby's, yo. You gotta, come on, there's rules to this shit. If you're gonna keep the engagement ring.
I was joking.
You're gonna keep the fucking attempt, then you be ready for a fight. I say that.
I say it's all fair and game. I'm not asking for nothing back. But only exception is a family heirloom.
A family heirloom.
I think that should be understood. Like, you know, this is passed down. This is not no. You know what I'm saying? You was gonna be the one for that, but you know, hey, I'm gonna need that back.
Be like, yeah, hey,
that bitch.
It was a family heirloom when I decided to spend like a cold $5,000 on an engagement ring for you, like shit. That's a family heirloom that I just started, and I'm gonna give that shit to my grandkids that I'm not gonna have with you. Sorry. Poor baby, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you. Specific gifts, maybe. Yeah.
He says it was bought for me. I mean,
it was bought for a reason, not for you. You are not.
I do kind of feel something about like. Can you imagine you take a ring back and then you put it on another girl's finger? Like, you wouldn't always think of the first girl you put it on. Like,
yeah, nah, I wouldn't do that.
So that's what I'm saying. You gotta give it. You gotta just let them keep it.
Let them keep it or fucking take it back and be like, yeah, this didn't work out. Can I get my money back?
Oh yeah, take it back. Yeah.
$5,000, man. probably $10K, man. $5,000 is a lot of money. A lot of money. A dude could use that money to say, hey, I'm going to start my life all over because this bitch pissed me off. Mm-mm-mm. Bitch.
Well, look, man, that's all I got. I got to pee.
that's what the...
But that's all I had on my notes for the
day. Oh, that's all you had on your notes. Question, have you seen anything from E3?
Nah.
Did you know E3 happened?
I have been seeing about it, but I'm amazed by anything.
Well, I was about to say the same thing. Yeah, I will go on record to say that E3 was very fucking disappointing this year, and it should have been big.
It's supposed to be big because Xbox and PlayStation have new systems.
Well,
yet there's nothing to show yet.
They did show in Halo Infinity multiplayer.
I heard, but
it looked good. No, it looked good, dog. It looked good. It looked pretty fucking good. But still, I wasn't jumping for joy. I was just like, oh, another Halo. If Rohan don't get it, I'm not getting it for real. So,
true shit.
Fuck that. But yeah, other than that, E3 was very disappointing. Nothing particularly new except Kazuya. But, so, from a nerd standpoint. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy game coming out. Did you see that?
Oh, hell no.
Guardians of the Galaxy game is still not fucking impressed.
Damn. I really have to pee.
Yep, yes.
I don't know if I should do it and come back. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
I don't have much else. If you want to kill it, we can kill it.
Let's kill it. I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta go drain the log and
yep. Go drain the log. Supply
the world with more water. Yes. But now I love you all. This has been episode 107, Heezy's World, and y'all keep tuning in. Subscribe to the YouTube. You know, and tell your friends, tell your family, and be y'all, okay?
Special episode next week, I don't know what about, though.
All right.
I kind of got a pee too, like shit.
It's happening. All right, let me get on this.
Where we at?
Bloop, bloop.
Happening.
I hate to end it like that, guys, but
it's happening.
See, this is what happens when you're old. See, I can't go live anymore. This is why people don't go live.
This is why people record. Yes.
People record.
This is why my man Brian records like shit because he pisses like a fucking horse.